Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The Real Housewives of Orange County reach a breaking point, and Peggy's head almost explodes off of her body. It's The Real Housewives of OC, a case of the Vickies. We're talking about it right now. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, kids. Welcome to the OC After Show. Here we are.
With the lights. I
love it. Let's talk about it. I think I was channeling Peggy in that opening. My God, I'm so, like, all over the place.
I think too much Peggy for you.
I'm going to go hide in the other room for the next hour and a half. Oh, let's talk about it. It's Real Housewives OC, and on Twitter, it's Grant's Rants.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Erlina. I have a brand new YouTube series, so please check it out. It's called Your Time with Thomas. I take you throughout Los Angeles, and follow me everywhere at Thomas Erlina.
Hey guys, I'm Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne, and check out the blog at HollywoodLeanne.com. Mm. Brand new series, isn't it ending, Thomas?
It's brand new.
It's still brand new, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
That's like I hear it LA. They have that one station. It's like the new hit music station. It's like
Kiss
that.
FM.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It came out in 2017. No, it is brand
AMP,
new.
AMP Radio. AMP Radio.
It's they like still the, use that.
Yeah. Yes. AMP, it's like
we're
all right,
all
sure.
New.
Yes. I think that show was on before I moved to LA. That was 9 years ago. all right. Anyway, medieval. I said medieval. No, it's a medical emergency. Sorry, I'm a little all over the place. I just came up with Dallas after show, y'all. So just getting my OC hat on right. A medical emergency is going down. It's serious. The music is pumping. The doctor has arrived and not doing much. This doctor is just kind of like standing there, like hands in his pockets, like, so what happened? Like,
it's like, that was awkward.
That was weird. Well, he said, I'm not going to work on her until everyone leaves the room because everybody was in there.
Oh my
everyone
God.
Had a medical opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peggy is like all over her, like,
I don't know what she was doing.
Trying to help out, doing the most.
She was not helping. She was complicating. Me and Thomas were dying laughing.
I bet.
We didn't know what she was doing. Peggy, girl, what is wrong with you?
I know.
Yeah.
Then Tamara enters, and she has a million questions. She's like, oh, why don't you feel good? Why? What's going on? Are you okay? And she's like, no, she's clearly not okay. Like, the emergency, the police are there. It's ridiculous. Yeah. There are, like, 30 people in this room.
Megan's like, who called 911?
Megan couldn't be more distant from the whole entire situation. It's like she really wanted to indent that she doesn't care about Vicky at all.
You know who called 911 was this Frederick guy who runs the hotel who went out with Vicky 2 days before. He's in like all the shots. He was seated in that restaurant, that cheap restaurant that keep going to like eight times. He's like in the background. He was standing there when Lydia walked out and like gave her a hug or whatever, or like acknowledged her or something. Like he's loving the cameras. This is like the big Hollywood scene comes to Iceland. Yeah. Yes.
Megan's like, who called 911? He's like, I did. I called 911.
I'm still not feeling this hotel. Side note, by the way, just looking at it, I'm just not feeling this hotel. I don't think it's stunning or pretty.
I don't think you're feeling Iceland altogether.
You're not. I don't see you going there at all.
No,
ever.
It's not just like it's just not that attractive. I'm saying like the hotel is just like there are like some painted mushrooms outside. Like I'm not doing that. Like I would not stay there. Like you know what I'm saying? It's just too kitschy.
Yeah,
there's like a penguin next to the toilet. You know what I mean? Like I'm not okay.
What about
with
Alaska? Would you go to Alaska
on a cruise, a luxury cruise?
I mean. You know what.
But that's not my first choice. Yeah, but yeah, it would be a nice cruise. Anyway, who cares about my standards? Forget. Peggy tries to clear the room and the cameras. I don't know if you heard it. She's like, the cameras is just too much. And so, there are like 30 people in her room.
Peggy's performance art is getting a little tired. This whole I'm not from here and like I just don't know what I'm talking about. Girl, you got here when you were 1 year old. You've had plenty of time to adjust. Stop like you're such a foreigner. That's kind of getting annoying. I'm starting to think it's like performance art because she's just like bringing it hard.
Kelly would agree with you. Kelly was like, no, she's like snapping in her face, like in her face. She's like, get up, get out, leave.
Oh, I think Kelly was being a little too aggressive, but I think she was hitting the bottle a little too hard and was being a little bit mean to Peggy tonight.
Throughout, yeah. But not here. Not just. I feel like it was okay here because there's a lot of chaos.
Yeah, when we get further down.
Yeah, when it gets, then I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, during the medical part, she was just trying to calm Peggy down because she was all over the place. And she was like, stop telling me what to do. I'm not a child. Like, relax.
And then Shannon storms the hall. She's like, I had this. I had this. Let me talk to her. Let me see Vicky.
Let me make it about me. I had this too, Vicky. I've had heart. Girl, come on. We know.
And then the housewives come together to pray. Now, who doesn't love a good prayer? After these women have shit-talked each other for all these episodes, it's like, let's have a prayer. We're all here to support Vicky. We're all very upset. And
Lydia praying with the sequin bomber jacket over, like, doing the whole cape thing. Like, let's just bow our heads and pray.
Kelly's like, well, I can't figure out Peggy. I just think she's trying to just be better than me. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Does Peggy think, is Peggy pulling Heather Dubrow and above the fray here?
I just think Peggy is just so into her head of what she's going through that she's projecting that on every situation possible this season. And I think Kelly is one to call her out on it and say, please stop. Like, you're doing too much.
You might be onto something there.
Yeah. Good point. Vicky exits in a white sheet or robe over her face.
Okay.
That's
where we started laughing.
We're literally on the floor dying laughing.
Can someone please tweet me a GIF of this or a GIF?
It was amazing. We stopped the episode to tweet about it. I tweeted dead. Literally dead. I can't. Amazing.
Yes. I guess it's so unnecessary. Because the minute she gets outside,
she didn't even move. She just came out like a statue and was like.
I think Tamara was like, who does she think she is? Michael Jackson?
I know. I thought the same thing. I live for moments like this. Like, God. We needed this episode. Yes. Can I just say,
for sure.
We needed this show.
Thank God.
Tonight. Yes. Thank you for
your ridiculous antics. It was amazing.
Yeah. And definitely stretching the trip out. You know, they broke it up pretty well. Because this one was the one that we finally got to see everybody enjoying each other's company, which was nice.
So she gets on the stretcher and she's like, I'm fine. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, you're sure. Peggy's
I think,
like,
that's why she had the sheet over her face, because she wanted to. She
was laughing.
She would have laughed. She would have been like, I know, it's just so ridiculous. I'm sorry. It's too late. I have to go to the hospital.
So Peggy's like, you're fine. Don't worry. And Kelly's like, we don't know if you're fine. You could be having a heart attack. We don't know. You could be dying. Who knows?
But earlier, she was just having an anxiety attack.
Yeah,
just take a deep breath. What are you doing, Peggy?
Kelly with this, like, Shakespearean, like, what was this, like, puffy shirt? Like, I don't know what she was wearing, but she, like, it was a mess, and I
puffy,
loved it.
Puffy face.
And even the producers got in on it, because when she was going in on the stretcher and going into this like, you know, European ambulance, they had this little goofy, like, marimba music playing. Like, it was, like, goofy.
It was strange.
Yeah, the whole thing was treated like a joke, and I was like, laughing. I know.
I just have to say, I just looked at my Twitter right now. We are at, I did a poll. I always do polls on Monday for AfterBuzz TV, and I asked, which housewife is your favorite this season? We have Kelly leading at 42%, followed by, it's Vicky at 23%, Tamara, then Shannon at 17%.
I think that might change after tonight, because Kelly was a little mean-spirited.
Yeah. She was like season one of her, like,
okay with it, though.
She was drunk and coming after everybody.
I'm okay with it. You know what? In the words of Danielle Staub, you know, these people have to earn their way on these shows.
Okay.
So, you know what? So she is making Peggy earn that orange that she holds. So,
Danielle Staub she's been giving me life.
Right?
I'm so happy she's back.
Yes. So everyone's hungry except Peggy. She's still, like, laser focused on getting to the hospital. It's funny, actually, back into the hospital, because that's, like, her whole thing is, like, her time in the hospital that she just keeps bringing up. But everyone's still, they claim to still be concerned, but, you know, they have to go through the menu.
Can I get a seafood soup, please?
So shady. Like, does this come with this? Like, they share all the annoying questions you ask a waiter.
Yeah.
Which I never do, by the way. I always know what I'm getting. Like, I hate those questions.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just annoys me, but they didn't care. They had, like, plenty of time. Like, what is this? What comes in this? So Kelly and Megan are at dinner, and I love how Kelly is just like, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. Like, national health care. Like, we don't know. Like, what? Like,
I can't with Megan. She was just getting on my nerves.
So Peggy enters, and she's like, the car's here. I'm going. I'm leaving now. And, like, well, we're not. We're eating. And then Frederick, that guy who called the 911, that guy who loves being on the cameras, he's over. And he's, like, consoling, like, Lydia before she goes. And Tamara and Shannon join the dinner. And, of course, Shannon needs a drink.
Always. She always needs his vodka.
I want a cod. Well done.
And, like, and they're all there drinking. And, like, Cheers to good health. I loved it.
I know. Cheers to good health. Vicky's dying in an ambulance across town. Nice.
I love it because if I was in the room, I'd be like, all right, I get it. These girls have had literally nothing to eat. Like, you know, like, and these medical people are doing all they can do to help Vicky, like, you know, whatever. But it was just the cutting and the editing that made them look so bad. At least act
like
you're
in a hurry. Like, eat in a hurry. Like, eat like, come on, guys. We, like, we really need to go. Yeah. We're taking shifts.
I know. We're taking shifts.
We're taking shifts. She said it like 5,000 times. I was dying.
I think that
with
was
camera.
Just for her to feel good about this, you know, letting people
Absolutely.
Know that she was leaving.
Yes.
She was like, I'm going to let it be known that I will go. We're just going to be taking shifts, though. That's why I'm not there right now.
Peggy is shocked. Like, her world is just, like, shook by this medical drama.
Yeah.
So she calls up her husband. And I was trying to figure out, like, the time difference, but who knows? Who cares? But I was like, how late is it? Because they like, she's, like, always, like, on call. Like, these women call, like, Steve. Like, Vicky's like, I'm going to call. I need to call Steve, like, all hours of the day and night. Like, what is the time difference?
Well, because it looks like, you know how they talked about how it doesn't get dark there. So you never really know what's
happening.
They're all over the place. I'm like, girl, there's nothing wrong with you. It's called being hungover, drunk, high
altitude. High
altitude
for sure.
Yeah, and you guys aren't spring chickens.
Right.
You guys are running around like teenagers, getting drunk and going out with guys at night. Good for you.
So she calls Deco, and Deco's just like, you know, well, you need to go. You need to go to the hospital. And she's like getting out of there. Like,
your friend's in the hospital. Go to the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why she needed to consult with him about it.
I just feel like, I just want to say, I don't think Vicky gels well with this cast. I think, like, she's in her own show with her family that do their own thing and have their own ways of doing things. That's just how I see her this season.
Yeah, I'm just kind of over, like, the negativity. Like, it just needs to stop. Like, you guys, she's not that bad. You guys need to really cut it down.
I know.
If anything, go after Shannon. She's the one that's ridiculous. Like, even Lydia was like, it's getting a bit ridiculous. Like, the way she acted towards the end of the episode, we'll get to that. But she was just a little, ooh.
Shannon is not okay with Vicky, you know, with Kelly sitting there drinking and eating when she's supposed to have such a close friend in Vicky. She's like, why isn't she there? Like, I don't know. I really don't know if you can comment on that.
Well, it's a perfect opportunity for Shannon to bring that up because, as she said, she was heavily criticized for not going. But it was different. Kelly was right. It's different. They flipped over in a car, in that little car in the desert. I mean, we all saw the footage.
Yeah.
Tamara says that Peggy makes everything about herself. Is this true? Or is she really just scarred by her witnessing her father pass and her time, her medical emergency, whatever that was?
I don't think she does it on purpose. I don't think she's that type of person. But I do think that a lot of the situations that she goes through, she projects, like, what they're going through. And then it's too much about Peggy. And I don't think that, you know, that's what you do on these types of shows.
Yeah. And I just don't think she's playing the game right. Like, there's a certain formula, and she's just, every move, everything she says, the girls are just being rubbed the wrong way. So I don't think she's intentionally doing this to be a certain way, but she's just definitely not finding her way.
Yeah. Well, she finds it selfish that Kelly isn't getting up to go to the hospital because she answers that one restaurant with nobody in it that we have to keep going to. She says that.
Can't you just wait 2 seconds?
Exactly.
And that was not 2 seconds.
I love
that. That was not.
I would have been like, one, two. Come on, let's go.
Well, that's what she left.
I'm so glad that Peggy left because I'm glad that she left because I would never let somebody talk to me the way that Kelly was talking to her.
Exactly.
She doesn't like that she's talking to her like a child, but then don't talk to her like a child because, you know, like, if, and another thing too with Deco, their relationship, they can do whatever they want. These women were very mean spirited after, like, projecting the whole, like, husband controlling her.
Yeah.
They have a great relationship. He doesn't control her clearly, but I think that they needed something to talk about. But I just felt like that was kind of rude.
It was all mean-spirited. Thomas is totally right.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, let's talk about it. So she said that Peggy said she doesn't want to disrespect her husband. Well, that's, like, the worst thing you could say to, like, these young, especially, like, someone like Megan, a millennial, who's like, wait a minute, like, blah, blah, blah.
She just worded it wrong. Like, that's just, like, why even say that? Like, I'm telling you, she's just not saying the right things.
But she really should, I mean, like, the other women, not her, Peggy, I actually am defending her here, because the other women really shouldn't have said anything, because they are, none of them are really in that. Like, Megan is in a relationship with a guy who comes across poorly, we'll say, on the show.
Oh, my God. So sarcastic, you know? Cold, and hilarious, by the way.
Kelly and Shannon are, like, one breath away from a divorce.
Pretty much, they're exhausting to deal with.
Yes, at this point, we know that. If you've been living under a rock, you know that Shannon has files, or they've separated.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to news and gossip later.
Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, you really, like, just can't, like, come out of those marriages.
You know what? Peggy should have just been like, you know what, guys?
Peggy's
I'm going.
Old school. Yeah.
You know, I'm going. I'm being a good friend here. If you don't want to freaking go now, then get your own cab. I've waited 2 seconds.
I feel like she has a strong personality. Yeah. It's just not showing on the series because all of the women have stronger personalities.
She's just she's not fighting correctly. She's not, it's not coming out right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. The women have stronger personalities than her.
I'm not saying she's not strong, they're bulldogs. But they're all, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got
vicious.
That. So Lydia and Vicky call, and they're still eating, right? Are they still eating at this point? And she's like,
I think they had moved out to dessert.
Oh my God, awful.
Because it looked like a different setting.
So she's like, I had a bunch of blood tests and I have elevated blood pressure. And Megan is concerned that, at least she's saying she's concerned that if she needs to get PJs for Vicky or she needs to take care of her. And she quickly turns around and orders a casserole.
I love how Peggy and Lydia were the only decent human beings this episode. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody else really did not give zero.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they were also concerned about the way that they were going to come across, because you know how they are. Oh, they've been so anti-Vicky. Going to the hospital and rushing there was going to make them look bad as well. It's just how it is on reality TV.
Yeah. So, like, what's her face? Peggy, as soon as she gets out of the van, she, like, turns right around to go back. Like, you know, she leaves with them and they head back to the hotel. And Vicky calls Steve. Okay. And Vicky returns and Tamri yells in her face that they have the casserole, which is just a casserole dish. Right?
They might as well thrown the casserole in her face. They were so aggressive. It's a casserole. We got you a casserole. It's a gesture. It's a gesture, like she said. It's a casserole. Do you like it? It's a casserole in a dish, but it's a casserole. Relax.
I know. The night went late, and they went to Shannon's room.
They were so drunk.
These are the best episodes.
And you know the crew, like, you know the crew was, like, overdid their time for the day. Like, they couldn't do any more work. So they shot this on, like
iPhones.
iPhone. It had to be iPhones.
I think it was Lydia. She was the only one missing from the shot.
They think they made her, like, because she's not union, like, standing. Like,
God, you're boring. Hold the camera, girl. We need to get this on film.
They had different angles. So I think there are two people in there with iPhones. But, I mean, hopefully they had, like, 128 gigs.
They were so drunk.
I know. The best.
This was really good, though. Like, the whole thing was good. Vicky, Lydia, and Peggy. Oh, no, we already said that. Whoops.
Drunken breakthroughs.
Yeah. Shannon's room. There's a lot of drinking. Surprise. Vicky has a glass of champagne. Is this a problem or a concern?
Hilarious.
If you have high blood pressure? Can you drink if you have high blood pressure? Does it make a difference?
I think you can drink if you have high blood pressure, but I don't think you should be drinking if they just gave you a medication, because you don't know how it's going to react. Yeah. I'm not a medical profession. That's just my opinion. What do you guys think?
I would be tempted to have a glass of champagne, because I'm always tempted to have a glass of champagne.
You're having of course you're going to have champagne. Look who you're with. You're in a room with the Real Housewives.
That's what I mean. Like,
I don't blame her.
I don't blame her. I mean, Vicky probably wasn't the right PA. Medical choice, but...
She looked at the PA. She was like, I can have a glass of wine.
Yeah, she did. Okay, she did. Perfect. She did. I noticed
she
that, too.
She needed someone to co-sign. She's like, if something happens, I ask you.
I love that. I love that you mentioned that.
Amazing.
So Megan says that she saw... She's like, oh, I saw, you know, Vicky. So you hugged Tamra. So that starts the conversation. And Vicky clarifies that she is not jealous of a happy marriage, and meeting Tamra and Eddie's. And Tamra defends Eddie, you know, again. And Vicky apologizes. And Kelly keeps jumping in to defend Vicky. She's like, right there.
That's drunk Kelly, though.
Yeah, drunk Kelly while Megan's pouring vouv.
Exactly.
Kelly was doing a lot. Like, let's just say that. We'll even talk about it even more.
She could not help herself.
I know. She really couldn't. She was, like, loving
it. Even when Tamron was like, look, A and B, see your way out. She was like, she sounds pretty rumors. She just could not help it.
Tamra says that she had people come to her about things about Vicky's latest man, Steve. And I was like, can you please shut up? Like,
you caught that for like
a
second.
What?
She
I didn't hear that part.
She said it really quick, and then Vicky shut it down real fast.
Yeah, she shut it down real fast.
What did she say?
I forgot. She was just like, let's not, like, don't bring that up. Like, why are you bringing that up?
Well, she's like, and she said, you know, Vicky, you know, Tamra did talk about, you know, you did talk about the men in my life. Because, because that was when Tamra was like, I don't go around talking about other people and other people's marriages the way you do. I don't gossip about men. And I was like, wait a minute, I know she did. And then Vicky brought
it
up.
She did, but like, at the same time, I don't think the montage was completely accurate.
I don't either.
Yeah, it was reaching. It was reaching, that montage.
They were.
I wish they would just admit that they've done stuff so that we could move on.
She was just calling out shit.
But that's the difference, though. There was a difference. It wasn't that Tamra was gossiping. It was ended up because it was truthful.
Exactly.
But, I mean, she did have a lot to say about Brooks.
I mean, gossiping would be more like the table at Vicky's house with Gretchen while they were all, like, talking about him being gay. Like, that's gossipy.
Yeah.
But Tamara was just like, can you just answer straight? Like, she was just calling out BS. So I don't really agree with Bravo's little montage there. I don't know what that was about.
Tamara's defense was that Brooks was a liar, so that's what she was doing, and that she cried saying that she was protecting Vicky, and that Vicky chose Brooks over Tamara. I hate these conversations when, like, girls are in relationships and they have to, like, choose their friends over their boyfriend and all that. Like, that's just weird to me.
Vicky is right, though. Like, why do you have to choose? Yeah. I understand what Tamara was saying, but I don't think it went that deep. But they were just all so drunk, it was a huge mess. But I don't think that you should have to choose between your friends and your boyfriend.
I don't think you have to choose between your boyfriend or partner, whatever, with anybody. But the fact of Brooks being a liar.
Yeah, they were trying to say, girl, he's a bad guy. Which, that's what she should have said. She was like, I was just trying to say he was a bad person. Instead of the way it was coming out, it was just like, I was just trying to protect you. And she was like, well, you should have let me find out for myself. She should have just said, look, I was just trying to tell you he was a bad guy.
I know.
Period.
Raph. Tamara is upset that Vicky can't say that that she was wrong and that Tamara was right, meaning about Brooks. And Vicky agrees at this point. She apologizes and hugs. And, like, Tamara's just, like, a blubbering mess. She's, like, half on the floor.
No, but she doesn't really apologize, Grant.
She did say, she did apologize. I think she did say, I apologize.
Are you sure? Because I just feel like she said, she said, you can't admit it. And she goes, you're right, I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, that's it.
She said, I'm sorry because she can't admit it. And that somehow was the drunken breakthrough. I'm telling you.
No, because you're right.
They were so drunk.
You're right. Yeah. But, like, just the minutia of all this is, like, making my head spin.
Oh, my. Minutia, good word, Grant.
Yes, queen.
It's a lot.
Meanwhile, we Kelly, have some negative energy in the corner.
William, I just want to comment how Kelly, like, they go in for a hug, and it's like, oh, that's so sweet.
Amazing. She was just totally peanut gallery. Yeah.
Like, what's a peanut? What's a peanut gallery?
What's a peanut gallery? Oh, what is that? I will Trump you. What's Trump?
Oh, Lord.
She should have been, like, the president.
That you probably voted for. Tamara then says that, whatever. Come at me. Tamara and Vicky hug, and then Shannon is sick to her stomach, of course.
Here's the thing with Shannon. I think Shannon wants a one-on-one with Vicky so that they can clear up their mess. She feels left out in this situation.
Yes!
Right?
Yes!
She feels left out. I don't think she cares that they made...
Where's my apology?
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly.
Her words. Yeah.
Like, I feel like when she's watching it, she's somewhat happy for them, but she also feels like she deserves to have that kind of conversation with Vicky, and no one's championing her to have that conversation with Vicky, so she feels left out.
See, I don't even know if she'd be happy. I don't know if she's.
Where's
happy
my phone call?
You know, I don't think she's happy for. Tamara.
Where's my meetings?
You don't.
I don't. I think that she is just threatened by it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I view it.
She absolutely is. Yeah. It was so evident. Like, I went on Twitter during the episode. And there was, like, people tweeting, like, gifs of, you know, like, in Snow White, the old lady that gives a rotten apple? Like,
yes.
They were like, that's her in the corner. Like, she seriously was, like, furious that they were becoming close. Like,
I think that was in that time period, though, in that space, because she was going through a bad marriage. Now that she's going to get a divorce or file for divorce, I think that, like, now that stuff doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because she needed Tamara to have that comfort.
Right. Yeah, I hope this changes dynamics.
Yeah,
Vicky swears on her kids that she is not out to hurt Tamara.
I believe her.
The swearing on kids thing, though, is, like, the oldest housewife friggin' thing ever, and never really... I agree with her. I mean, I want to believe Vicky. I do. I like Vicky. But Shannon tells Megan, in a very loud voice, that she's the real friend, not Vicky. And Vicky's an effing liar.
So weird.
And Tamara and Vicky didn't take the bait on that. So
weird.
She was trying. Shannon was trying. Yeah, she was trying to get
in. Shannon was ridiculous / completely wasted. Like, who just all of a sudden, while two people are crying and having a moment, you're a liar! You're an effing liar! Like, girl, you are drunk.
Yeah.
And Megan got up quickly to pour you another glass of wine. Yeah. Side note, I'm loving the Chanel on Megan in the confessional. Super chic.
Yeah, did we get new looks tonight? I think we got a new look from Shannon, too. I'm like, really, we're still getting new looks?
She's wearing a black.
Yeah, I'm like, we're still getting new looks. I'm like, how much more, how many more episodes are in this season?
I don't remember
like,
seeing a new look with Shannon.
I think didn't she have like a headpiece?
She did have one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, Vicky and Tamara have a sisterly moment. They bond over being sisters again. And Vicky says, "Don't hurt me. I will not hurt you."
Once again, Vicky, you just never can say the right things either.
No, that is the wrong thing to say. Like, let's make a deal. Like, what?
We have one of these deals every season of Housewives of Orange County. Every season. We don't know when we're going to get it. We got it early last season. Mm. This season, we're having to wait a little bit. It's every time.
So then Shannon is, like, left alone. Like, Megan's taking care of Aspen or something, maybe. And then, So she's like, don't hurt me. I won't hurt you. And then Shannon's like, oh. You do every week. And, like, she was, like, left unattended, so it was, like, everyone could acknowledge it. Like,
no one
had
was even trying to listen to her either.
Yeah, so she called...
She's like, you guys aren't even listening to me and Kelly are only like, no, we're not.
She's just a ball of negativity this season.
Tamara was like, dude, like, I can't with the negativity. Like, at this point, I want to move on because I'm tired of fighting.
Vicky honestly says, like, you know what? Yeah, it's going to happen because that's what happened with friends. Like, we hurt each other. Like, I'm not a terrible person. No one here is horrible. You know, we're not going about it in a vindictive way. That's just what it is. And then Tamara literally collapses on Peggy. Like, she can't even face the two. Like, she's so stuck in the middle, like, at this point. She's, like, face down, like, completely upset. And then Vicky's like, I have to call Steve. So she didn't even give Shannon a moment.
Yeah. And it's weird that they don't interact like that. Like, what do you think about the fact that Vicky and Shannon haven't worked out their issues? Because clearly there's a lot. And it's almost like we don't talk about it.
Vicky's probably like, girl, you know what? Let me deal with Tamara first before I even get to you. Because you're over here like a rabid dog. Like,
it
you're
doesn't
ridiculous.
Even seem like Vicky is trying to talk to Shannon, though.
No.
I'm telling you, she probably wants to deal with Tamara first.
I just don't get why the story producers give them a pass for not meeting at all.
Yeah.
You know,
it's weird.
There's no moment.
And it left that whole scene, the editing was bad. Like, she left to go call Steve. Tamara was crying on the floor, but when they flash back later at the end of the episode, she was laughing hysterically, peeing her pants because Kelly was going off on Peggy. I really do not understand it. All I can conclude from this is that you guys were so drunk.
Yeah, and it was like shot like on a home video camera. It was all very odd.
It was so crazy.
Yeah. And then let's talk about the epic music. Like, I don't mean like epic, like, oh my God. It was like music from like Thor. It was like playing.
It was music from a horror movie, from a sad movie. Yeah. Like,
she's like, Tamara's on the floor, sprawled out. Shannon's in the corner, upset. Kelly's just a mess. You know, I was like, what is going on? Like, this was like the highlight of the season, I guess. Mm. So I guess this was it. So Tamara questions if they've moved on, and Shannon reminds them that they didn't address her putting out stories about Eddie. Oh, no, you know, don't worry, you didn't cover everything, because she never addressed anything. And then so Tamara is done with the fighting and ready to move on, and I was actually surprised to hear this. I really was.
I wasn't. I feel like Tamara's the type of person that, like, will move on. I don't think Shannon is that kind of person.
Yeah, I was only surprised because of the Shannon influence. I thought that she was just kind of, like, really into it, because that's, like, their whole life.
And I was only surprised. She's trying to break away. I was only surprised because she's been holding on for so long. Like, if she would have done this in the beginning of the season, we would have been like, that's Tamara. She moves on. But she has held on for so long. Long enough. Like, girl, let it go. She's holding on tighter than Christy Alley on a cookie. She's crazy.
I'm hoping on the next episode, somehow Vicky and Shannon talk, because they're facing each other at the dinner table for next week's episode. So hopefully they find time to talk it out.
Yeah. I love Kirsty, by the way. It was just a little joke.
I love a good Scientology joke, too.
Oh, my God. I saw your snap.
I cannot stop watching this show. Like, I literally turn off the electronics.
This last episode was good.
So good. Scientology and the Afterthought on A&E.
Scary. Oh, they're going to come after us. Stop. Don't say anything bad about them.
I'm loving it. I know, like, I went by and I, like, did the whole, like, geotag on Instagram, and it was, like, Church of Scientology, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Grant, my friend did that. So she circled, she filmed the Scientology building and she went by. She circled around and she was like, all right. By the time she circled back around, there was a guy on the corner waving at her. They see everything. They have, like, the best security systems. Oh, my God, we're talking about it.
Oh, my God, they have nothing better to do. I mean, it's just fascinating. Scared. Anyway.
I'm not a part of this.
I'm not a part of it either.
Oh, my God. Kelly and Lydia, they're together the next day. And so Lydia's like, oh, Kelly's all ready to fill in Lydia on what happened. And then Vicky FaceTimes them from, like, the next room. And
looking awful.
Yeah.
Ooh, Buffy.
Kelly. I'm going to give this woman some credit. She was, like, hospitalized. Yeah. Despite drinking champagne. Kelly, and getting an okay to do so from someone. I love it. Kelly is upset at Peggy, of course, and feeling both ways, I'm sure. And what is this? FB to telling Peggy to shut the F up. Oh, flashback. Yes.
Yeah.
Flashback to.
She was vicious.
Yes.
I don't Kelly. Like seeing that side of Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You do?
I love it. I feel like, you know what? It's about time Peggy gets some, like, flack.
I like it when it's, like, deserved. Like, when she went after Heather, I was like, yes, get her, Jade. Get her. Because Heather, like, needed to be taken down. Because,
yeah.
You know, Heather just thought she was
not
business.
So humble. Yeah.
She thought she was all that in a bag of chips. So I was really happy to
That's
see her take
actually,
her down.
Yeah. Like, got her to leave the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. She was like, I can't with this vicious attacker.
She literally, like,
Kelly
off
did,
the show.
Kelly, it was weird,
Peggy's
though,
too weak, though.
Kelly was like, oh, she's like, you know, what are you going to do, get your dad? And I was like, oh, that's
I don't think
not
she
good.
Meant it like that. I think she might have forgotten that Kelly, I mean, that Peggy's dad was dead.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think she had forgotten, for sure.
Yeah,
was,
they
like,
were so drunk.
Out.
But Peggy should have never been like, I'm going to have my husband call your husband.
Yeah,
husband's show. So dumb. Like, are you kidding me? Like, don't do this show if you have to get your husband involved to fight your battles.
What
like,
is this, Pleasantville?
I know.
Like, we're not in the 50s. Like, you don't have to get your husband to do anything.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
It's sad to say, but I don't think she's returning next season.
Yeah, and we all know what happens when your husband gets into it. Nene comes on, she says what she says.
Well, yeah, according to the reunion seating chart, Peggy's
that.
On the end, so that's never good for a first seasoner.
It's the Alexis Bellino seat.
I know.
I don't think Peggy's going to come back either.
I was really upset. I wanted both Lydia and Peggy on the end seat, if that means anything. But I just wanted to. I'm not okay with Lydia.
And it's not
Wait,
that
what
I don't
is the
like
seating
Peggy.
Chart, Grant? Go
yeah,
over
tell
it.
Us.
Oh, okay. I've looked at it a couple times. So,
from left to right.
So on the left side, you've got Peggy dangling off the edge.
Peggy.
Lydia, Kelly, Vicky. Andy in the middle. Then you've got Tamara, Shannon, Megan.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
It sounds about right
too.
Yeah.
Shannon
yeah.
and Tamara always flip flop who gets that seat.
Oh,
the seat next
yeah.
to Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm almost positive I'm correct. So Tamara enters and, you know, she's peed in her pants. And you know what? It's like, I don't need to know that she's still wearing them. Like, I would be mortified.
What is up with that? Like, girl, I know you brought another pair of pants.
Yeah, that's so, like, not hygienic. Like, I don't even care. So Tamara feels like she has to move on, and she says that she just cannot listen
she
to
needs
Shannon.
To get her vagina checked, Tamara. Because she's talked about
that,
this. No, she says even when she jumps up in the air, she says she pees herself a little bit.
Oh, you know, that's Shannon, though.
No, was it Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon says if she runs, she pees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, I swear Tamara's had some bladder issues.
I think everyone on this show.
She's peed herself before. I don't know. I'm just saying, like,
so
check it out.
It's only a few hours later, and Tamara and Vicky are already hugging each other in
I
the
love
hallway.
It. I love it. I love it.
Me too.
And they're
it's
like, oh,
time.
We made up. We had a big breakthrough. We're cool. I'm like,
and
wow.
You can see they're gravitating towards each other.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to do the whole, the like, door. We're besties.
Can you imagine if someone would play the footage back? They'd be like, actually, this is what happened. They'd be like, oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
We didn't even make up.
It's
Let's
just,
go
it,
with
hurt,
it.
It just bothers me knowing that they're in such a bad place now, and like this means nothing
again.
It's just so hard, yeah.
Well, we'll see them make up again next season.
Oh God!
No, hopefully this.
There's been too
I've
much news
this,
lately.
I've said this. I believe it was either my show or I guessed it on a show this weekend, the Reality Rundown podcast, and we talked about this, and we talked about the importance of this reunion to reset the show. Like, this is make or break for Vicky.
Yep.
Very important for Tamara and Shannon. Like, you know, something has to happen. Like, it just can't be more of the usual.
And there's lots of people that
totally.
Stopped watching completely this season. That loyal fans that I've been watching for years. I've gotten tweets.
So many.
Sorry, I'm not watching.
So many. Yes.
Excuse me.
So many.
So
it's
this
tough.
Reunion, I think you're totally,
it's make or break.
Totally on the right.
Yeah,
point
I mean,
there.
I've been waiting for the reunion because I knew that whatever happened this season wasn't going to carry over because I knew through social media the week this show came out, it was bad, bad blood. It was like worse than before.
Yeah, it's kind of like what they did with New York with the Jill Zarin moment where they reshuffled the whole cast. I feel like they might need to do that with the show because there's more negative comments about people's perception of the show.
People that didn't watch this whole season are going to tune into the reunion to see if they have gotten their... Excuse my language, shit together. And hopefully they have, because we want Vicky to come back, but if no one's going to film with her, what's the point?
Vicky's going to have to perform some magic tricks if she wants to stay full-time on the show.
Yeah.
I really think she could.
And I really don't want Tamara to be the lead of the show. Like, sorry. It's bad enough she's holding the orange this season.
In the center.
I'm okay with it all, but I'm just not okay with Vicky being a friend of. Like, I just can't.
No, that's not going to work. People are not going to like that. As much as you guys talk so much.
She has a lot of people on her. I mean, she has Kelly, and she has Lydia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like Lydia, I honestly think she might. I love how
Peggy's a non-factor.
No, she's not.
Well, people have been really going in on Vicky, and I think it's seriously just surface. I think you guys go in on her, but secretly love her. So it's...
Well, I mean, you know, I can see all of her faults, but I still like Vicky on the show. Like, I'm a loyalist to, like, you know, season original. Like, I get it. And, like, I do actually like Shannon, and I can see it. I can see the side of her. And I believe that, you know, Shannon has to get herself back in order, and I think that's going to happen. I was very relieved to hear of the separation, because I feel like at least now both of them can have some peace.
Yeah.
If anything else, like, you know, but that also secures her, you know what, maybe, second of the season.
Maybe Shannon can have, like, a total redemption story. Like, Nene, you need to go off the show, get yourself together, find yourself, make yourself happy, and then make this triumphant return to TV.
She totally it would be should amazing. Do that for her own mental health.
But right now, we just health, can't take her anymore. It's too much. I mean, feel she's projecting it all on me.
She's opening a restaurant. She's opening a restaurant. She's separating. She has three young, impressionable teenage daughters. Like, it's okay to take a season off. Like, I like her. I don't want her to stay off the show, but, like, I would have to say for myself, like, Larry, I need to take a minute for myself.
I don't think she's going to do that for some reason. I think she's really invested in the show. And, you know, this season, out of every season, people have been really looking at her with binoculars. So next season, I think she wants to prove to people that she can bounce back, and we'll get to see that process. I really don't see her taking a break.
Yeah.
It also is, like, the one thing that really is working out for her, too.
Yeah.
Like, being on the show.
That can be a huge possibility, especially this separation could have just bought her ticket for next season.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people had said on Twitter and social media that it's crazy that she announced it the day of the reunion taping as well. So,
Which makes us all think, Bravo, you're really good.
Yeah.
Or it's just coincidental. Or they're just really good.
I can't wait for this reunion. Like, I'm ready for the season to
end.
When
is it?
I don't know. It's usually like a month out from where we are. But I don't know. These long shows, you know, I don't know.
These are like 20, like New York was like 23. Yeah. So this one's longer.
Yeah.
Last year, OC was 22 episodes.
Hmm. Which one are we on?
I think we're like...
I know it says like right below us and on the podcast app, but we don't have it in front of us, but...
It's fine.
Yeah, Peggy stays
behind. I think we're reaching like around 20 now.
Okay, all right. That's a good thing. Peggy stays behind the shopping trip. And, you know, I said, like, so one of these housewives leaves early. So I was like, oh, she's gone.
That's what I was saying when I was watching, because I was like, Grant said that.
Yeah, I was like, I bet she's gone. But I think we have to wait a week. So they go on a shopping trip, and there's this old woman's head with, like, hair coming out of its chin. And Vicky's real quick to, like, make a joke. And apparently that throws back to the Ireland van trip where Kelly attacked Shannon for having a beard. Something like that. I don't know.
Such a good moment. Ice. Such a good moment.
That was good.
I can't believe that went over well. Like, I would have been like, really?
I know.
Maybe not. I don't know. Let's just take what we can get.
I know. Thank you. I agree.
Oh, my God.
What did you make of friendship headbands?
You know what? It's a nice gesture. Whatever. Go ahead. Can I get one? Can you bring me one? I want something furry on my head.
They were so concerned about like getting a gift for Peggy. I'd be like, I'm on vacation.
But if she wants to
hang out at the freaking hotel, that's her problem.
They always do that. Don't they always end up getting a gift for somebody?
They do, but I think that they felt bad for what they did to her because we didn't get to see the footage of how bad it was.
Just laughing at her.
Yeah, and they know that Peggy is the type of person that's not going to fight back like they do. So it's kind of like high school.
Kelly went in on her. She went in to the point where Peggy was like, you know what? I don't want to see you guys for at least 24 hours
because
I'm
going to
go buck wild.
Yeah. So for anyone who forgot, Lydia is on this trip, and she approaches Shannon, and she says, oh, so are you getting along with Vicky? Like, I see, like, you know, she's always, like, fidgety, like, I see, like, you're, like,
it looks like a producer sent her over there, right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Someone was like, oh, we paid for her to come on this trip, and that freaking nobleman shirt, like, we get it. It's now becoming the agency.
Pretty much.
Yes. So Shannon says it's, oh, no, it's fine for a trip. It's good for a trip. So we know that Shannon is carrying all this baggage.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, she's not letting go of a damn thing.
She
even says, like, I go back to my hotel room. I go back to my hotel room at night, and I just remember, like, I know exactly what she's doing.
Really? That's what you do?
Why don't they have a conversation one-on-one in Iceland?
Just get it out of the way.
You know?
I know.
so that they can be on good terms.
I don't understand Shannon. I have a pit in
my stomach when I go to bed at night knowing that she's here. I'm like, oh my
girl, God. You're going to die from stress. Like, stress is the silent killer. Take a deep breath.
Truth? Isn't that the truth?
You know what? To quote Ramona, take a Xanax.
Calm down. She really should be like just like medicated for this trip, just to get
pull out the ganja.
So Peggy felt attacked by Kelly. And
they said that a couple episodes
ago.
They said that.
Using references here.
Exactly. So they get it.
She remains shut up in her room, which is like the worst thing. Like, that's awful to go on vacation and to be like just hang out in a hotel room.
Especially when that hotel room is awful.
It's so dark.
It's atrocious. It's plain.
Yeah, it's too plain. I would go like crazy in there. So, yeah, next week we're back. We're back. And it looks like they're all going. Peggy's at this dinner. So Peggy crawls out. And it looks like the whole episode is at this dinner.
They look like they're actually having fun.
Well, for a minute.
For a minute until Peggy, I think Peggy goes after Megan, right?
Oh, I know.
She goes
about
after
being
Megan.
A mom or something?
I'm assuming it's about being a mom. And it's interesting to see all the women like come after Peggy.
Yeah, because Shannon defends Megan.
Oh, Shannon. She's really crazy.
I have a feeling it might have to do with something about her having a nanny on the trip or something.
Probably.
You know, like her parenting style, probably.
Probably.
Wow. I mean, I'm excited. Whenever I see them sit down and it's like there's no other scenes, it's like, okay, then maybe this is like going to be a dinner party from hell.
This
situation.
Is Megan's only like, you know, the baby and the nanny. Like, I mean, she's not really bringing anything to the table.
Yeah. I think they thought that bringing a lot of women on the show was going to help the show, but it didn't really do much.
I know. I had very high hopes for that. I really did. I was good. Like, they have multiples. It's an odd number of women. Like, they're all going to have something to bring.
We said that last season. Remember last season? There was only five. And we were like, we need more. We need more. And now we have a lot. And now we're still not really.
Exactly. Every scene, one of them fades out.
Totally. And you've got Peggy, like you said, every week, Thomas, you know, she has her own show on the side. Mm-hmm. You know, Megan shows up. I mean, she's there physically, but there's not much content coming from her.
I mean, when this happens on Atlanta, it's like a full-on brawl. Like, do you guys remember the slumber party? Like, the guys fighting over here, the women going after. Candy's like, I will drag you. Like, chaotic. And this is like a snooze fest. Thank God for Kelly.
Something tells me, I don't know why, but I think Peggy can like pull her own show together.
No,
like, I don't know why.
Maybe
Thomas.
I really
like on a digital channel.
Maybe
somewhere?
Not on Bravo.
Like, not on Bravo. I don't think on Bravo.
But I think that her placing and the Armenian culture and what she's trying to do could be for somewhere else. So maybe this could be like her launching pad.
I mean, I see what she's trying to bring, and they're trying to bring like a Shaw's.
Vibe.
Kind of esque vibe to it, but we have a Shaw's. I don't know. Her family's not interesting enough to me. Sorry,
she's your classic one season housewife, in my opinion.
This is really bothering me, guys. The breakthrough should be that we found out she's been here since 1 year old, and she's acting like she's such a foreigner.
I love what Kelly was like. How the hell did you get into UCLA?
I will trump you.
How the hell did you get into UCLA? I was like, thank you for saying what we're all thinking. Well, just her being like an English major. I don't think she's a stupid woman by any means, but I just think as far as not understanding the English language, it's questionable. Because I understand my major was not English. So
that's how you know Kelly's really drunk is when she starts saying like, you know what?
Her in that friggin' peasant top or whatever she was wearing. What was that? I was like so confused by the whole thing.
It had like a flair to it.
Like they're like fighting in between like a penguin. The whole thing was
the
crazy.
The whole room, like they look like they were in like a padded room kind of with huge pillows.
Yeah, that hotel. I mean, it's I don't know.
Weird.
When I think of the grandeur of that Bali hotel with Tamar running through the marble and you know what I mean? Like it's just this is
one
like,
of the best. Scenes ever.
This is like
I think
an
you're getting
odd
like
choice.
A lodge.
Very lodge. Yes,
like a lodge.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this hotel? We always talk about it week in and week out. So in the comment box,
you know, I'm big about venues.
I'm
big about venues. You know, I'm like curious, especially like Beverly Hills. They always get to go like the creme de la creme. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's see OC. Like, they have OC money. I mean, you know, come on. Like, I want to see it over the top. But yeah, so more in Iceland. Like you mentioned, they're playing with the timeline. They're keeping us in Iceland. I like it.
I like it, too.
Because they're having forced fun. To interact with each other.
Yeah. But I think people are having fun with this trip.
Now I'm officially intrigued because I knew that some breakthrough was going to happen in Iceland. But I also know, like we've said, things go south and they're in even a worse place currently with ladies. So what is going to occur between now and the reunion that is going to put these ladies in such a dark, bad place?
There's so much press out there right now that's flying along simultaneously with everything that's happening with the show. I don't know where to turn. My head's spinning.
I know.
You never know what to believe either.
Now it's going to get interesting.
And what about the battered order that was come out about David? David was ordered to attend a batter's treatment for being charged for battering his spouse.
From years ago, though, right?
It was from 2003.
Okay.
But this could be the ticket that Vicky was holding. Vicky could be vindicated, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me what you think.
Do you think Vicky put that out there?
No, because remember, Vicky's like, I have proof that he beat you.
Right.
And she's like, don't ever say that about my husband. My husband doesn't beat me. Not only are they getting separated this week, but it's also come out, court records, that David was arrested for a battering of the spouse. And his court order was probation, community service, and a treatment of 30 days in a battered, I don't know. It's a treatment for people that...
I hate to hear that he did that. That's horrible.
It's horrible, but...
Do you think Vicky leaked those things, though? Is that what you're alluding to?
No. I'm not alluding to that. I'm alluding that Vicky... People have been saying that she's been a liar this whole time. And this is why Shannon hated Vicky this whole time, because she was like, why would you say this about my husband? And now this is out. I feel like Vicky is slightly vindicated. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited and kick Shannon when she's down. I'm just saying, she said Vicky was a liar for this. And now it's out that this happened. It might have been 20 years ago. It might have been 2013 or 2003. I forgot. But the point is, it's happened, and Vicky said it happened, and then she was called the huge liar for this. That's the reason that Shannon isn't speaking to Vicky, right?
Yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
We'll have to see what happens.
Watch what happens.
The reunion is going
to
be fire.
Yeah, it's all leading to this reunion. Yeah, really. So, all right, guys. Well, what was I going to say? I was going to say something crazy. I forgot. But we will have to just keep watching. I'm very interested to see what happens.
Keep us in the loop, guys.
Yeah.
Comment.
Yeah, I wish the best for Shannon with the separation, though. Like, this... We polled on the panel on this show. Do we think that she would ever leave him? And I think only one out of the four of us said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we're now being faced with it. That's what I was going to say. For those of you asking about Blake, she is taking a little bit of a break, but she'll be in and out, so you never know when she'll be back.
She will be back.
But we're going to try to get a few guest co-hosts on here to give their thoughts on this season and more coming up. So in the meantime, where can we find you guys?
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon. And do us a favor and tweet these housewives. We want to get them in before the season ends to set the record straight. So give us a little shout out on Twitter at Hollywood Leon. Thomas?
Hey guys, now that you're done watching our after show, watch my brand new YouTube series called Your Time with Thomas. I take you throughout Los Angeles. We talk about fun topics like dating, social media, everything. Follow me at Thomas Serlina for updates.
And I'm talking that Kathy Griffin video on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk and the fallout with Bravo and what their statement was. It's interesting. And we talked Scared Famous with Tiffany New York Pollard. Interesting stuff. Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast episode number 73. Make sure you check it out. Please support me over there. And be back here next week for more OC.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.